Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Saturday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to it. Weather. Down on the island this morning in Galveston, it is 60 degrees. Today we're looking at partly cloudy. Going to have a high around 70. South winds 10 to 20. Right now there's not much wind at all. And then for tonight, increasing clouds with showers arriving overnight with areas of patchy fog, low around 65, south-southwest winds 10 to 15. That rain chance picking up to about 40% tonight. And then for tomorrow, showers in the morning, they'll clear out somewhat in the afternoon with areas of patchy fog, high of near 70, south-southeast winds 5 to 10. And that rain chance tomorrow's at 40% also. Looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have three of them. We still got that negative low in the mornings. We have a low at 9:52 a.m. It's a negative 0.6. Then we have a high at 6:43 this evening, 1.2, and then a low late tonight at 10:07 p.m., a 1.1. 7:09 a.m. is sunrise, 5:25 p.m. sunset. Moon phase, 0%. We're on a new moon. And currently around the complex here, looks like Galveston Channel, it's 61 degrees down there, the water temperature, with the south wind at 5 to 7. Eagle Point, 58-degree water with the southeast wind at 5 to 6. And at Morgan's Point, 59-degree water with a southeast wind 5 to 7. So winds are down. Wind's not a factor this morning, and looks like a good fishing day this morning to me. Real good, so good luck if you're going. I know that's yesterday they bit really good after that front hit. Everybody lit them up pretty good. All right, let's move over next door, go east of town now, and check in with our good friend Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake, see what's going on in his world. Good morning, Bill. What's up? How you doing?
Well, I am going fishing this morning.
That's good. I like hearing that.
But might just be me. I just need to check on things one more time before I get into my hip surgery, you know.
Oh, they're going. You're going to have to go through it?
Yeah, I think so. I could get out of it, but I think I'd have that cane in my hand the rest of my life.
That's not good.
You know, no, it's not good. I've already been knocked out four times this year. Go for nothing.
Well, part of getting old, the elderly, I'm hearing more hip trouble these days from older fishing guides. Wonder what that's from.
Well, we wore ourselves out, buddy.
That's it.
It was those days in rough water offshore in bass boats. That's what did it.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now is not that big a deal. You know, you stay out of rough water. You don't put your folks through that unless you just have to.
Yeah.
You know, you get caught sometimes, but typically it's not that bad. But, you know, I just want to look one more time before I have that surgery. It's probably be scheduled about 2 weeks down the road or so, somewhere after the first of the year.
What are they going to do to your hip? Replace it or what?
Yeah, they're going to replace the joint.
Total replacement, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He said, I've seen people that x-ray looked a whole lot worse than yours, and they weren't bothered by it. I said, well, it's bothering me. I mean, shoot. You step on it, and it tricks out, and you almost fall down on the ground. That's pretty. And it happens out of the blue. I could be walking along without that cane, and I might step on it wrong. And who knows? I've almost fell on my face two or three times.
Well, that's not good.
More into the day you get, the worse it is. You know, you're walking a lot.
Yeah.
But everything, back surgery coming out real good. I think I'm okay on that. So, anyway, I'm going to go check out these fish and just see what the heck's going on.
Yeah. Well,
I'll have you report next week.
Well, I won't be here next week.
I know.
I'm gone, man. Heading south. I'll see you next year after today.
There you go. You're gonna have New Year's and Christmas off.
Yes.
All right, man.
Same drill every year.
Yeah, that's right. I remember we've gone through this all a long time, but
18 years.
I think I'm going hunting going on a doe hunt. One of my customers up at Dieball. Oh yeah, he's been feeding them alfalfa up there, and they just chomp it.
Yeah.
He got them hooked on it.
We got an avid listener from Dieball. His name's Danny. Danny from Dieball.
Danny, yeah, that's Danny Haver.
Yeah, he sends me text all the time. And
yeah.
Avid listener.
Oh yeah.
And an avid outdoorsman.
He's fished with me two or three times.
Of course, who in our world isn't an avid outdoorsman? Man, it's a lot going on in the great state of Texas, if you like the outdoors.
Oh, man. And having been crippled up this year, I can't walk in the woods. I'd have somebody take me right to the stand. I can still climb up on a ladder, but after I get in there, I'm wore out.
I bet.
Hey, I can have people help me get in the boat. They just give me a hand, and I get in the boat. Once I'm in there, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, I figure the conditions are ripe today. I'm going to be fishing the Louisiana side, maybe all the way from Blue Buck Point all the way north. Who knows? I'm going to ride up and down and search and destroy.
And you're maybe going by yourself?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to put in a deep bayou so I do not have to step off that high dock and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Deep bayou's a good level land.
Yeah, because the tide's low in the mornings. And I guarantee you those ramps on that Texas side, you'd need a ladder to get down in the boat.
Oh, heck yeah. Causeway. Man, oh, man. Yeah, that's a pretty rough area.
Yeah, it is.
Got really low tides, and we will this morning.
Yeah, we're on a negative. Negative pull.
So the people that worry about the moon should be happy this morning.
Yeah. If you don't like the moon, you've got total darkness this morning.
Yeah. I do like the moon. I guess in any position it's in. It's more weather than anything else, guys.
Yeah, I think.
It's wind direction, and whether there's going to be storms, weather. The moon don't really know much about nothing.
No, I don't let the moon scare me away.
No, it pulls the tides, this and that. And, you know, right after the full moon, you might have a big flush. Who cares? You just need to be able to fish through every bit of it.
Fish are still out there. They have to eat every day to survive.
Yeah, that's right.
It's up to us to figure out how to catch them.
Last thing I look at is a moon chart. I just don't care. When I see the moon real big and bright and full, usually I'm happy with that. Because it might influence the fish just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen lots of times, especially if you're trying to catch a big trout. But basically, you can catch big trout all the time. It doesn't matter what the moon phase is. So throw away your moon chart and just watch the weather.
Throw it away. Forget about it.
Yeah, it's not important, really.
Yeah.
And you need to adopt an attitude. If you fish a lot, you need to adopt an attitude. I own these fish. I can catch them anytime I want to. Now, that might be an arrogant attitude, but in the back of my mind, I really think that.
I
can find them and catch them. And anybody can do that. All you have to do is pay attention to what's going on around you. Look at the water color, see which way the wind's going to blow that morning, and see whether it's a high tide or a low tide. And you can pick that up after you drive to the water. See which way the crab balls are floating.
So true.
That's it. Yeah. And fish
back when I was blowing and going every day, I didn't even pay attention to the tides. I had to go anyway, and it really didn't matter. And I just
there you go.
Kind of neglected to let it affect my attitude anyway. Just go fishing.
Yeah, you don't need to have that affect your attitude. You know, it's going to be a big, strong, high tide. Well, fish in the bay somewhere in quiet water.
You know?
Try to not get where it's rushing so hard that it stirs up the mud. It's really very simple. Really is.
And I didn't like it. I tried to avoid knowing what everybody else was doing, what they were catching, and where they were catching them. I just wanted to focus on myself.
Because
chasing reports,
it's so hard.
That's like a dog chasing his tail, man.
Yeah, those fish are already been caught.
Yeah, I mean, if they're spilling the beans on them, they're already wore out anyway. That school's wore out.
That's exactly
right. Don't even bother. Do your thing. Focus on what you're going to do.
Go at it on your own. Yeah, do it yourself. And tune out all of the trash.
Yeah, because all that is a distraction to yourself.
You have a good friend that tells you, look, I caught them yesterday real good at an exact spot. You probably ought to go over there. And, you know, I might go on that every once in a while. But I know that guy's telling me the truth. He had fished the hole out, and he just caught a few in there. You know, I've got three or four contacts on the bay that I actually can trust, and the rest of them will lie to you just to throw you off.
I wonder why fishermen are so exaggerant. They exaggerate everything and
they like
they'll lie to you in a heartbeat, man.
They like to brag because they're catching fish. Or maybe they're not catching fish, they're just bragging.
Right.
You know. On the tournament circuits, I learned how to pick through all that crap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah, they'll, you know, you hear
tournament
somebody,
fishing will teach you a lot about that.
Oh, God.
Faith in your fellow man.
Yeah. And most of them are there to win. and they'll say anything to throw you off.
Oh, yeah.
It's some of the best and the worst of mankind in tournament circuit. I had a guy try to throw me off at a tournament, man. And he did win it, but he was lying about where he said he was catching.
Right.
And I worked on his electronics. He wouldn't have been able to fish that day if I hadn't worked on the battery. He was having a loose connection, and I had to take care of everything for him. He couldn't do anything, and I fixed him up, and he placed first, and I placed third. But he lied to me when it was unnecessary. I didn't ask him for
his boat.
I asked him. I didn't ask him for any information. I just helped him fix his boat. And
yeah,
man, that taught me a lot right there about him and a whole lot of other people.
Exactly.
I run out there and checked it, and it was wrong.
Let me check out this commercial break. I'll be right back at you, Mr. Watkins. Hang on, buddy. All right, man. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. You can book your adventure today. Go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 419. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Quick break. All right, buddy. Yeah, pretty good break.
Been seeing some pretty decent deer pics. A few listeners have been sending me and saw one photo of a black bear.
And, no kidding. Where was that at?
He didn't say. I don't know what part of the state it was in. You know, I had a couple of pictures last year from down at Blaine's, you know, on trail cameras. Black bears way down there in South Texas.
Now, that's amazing.
There's more sightings these days.
Well, my brother saw two on our old deer lease on the Sabine River. He was in the bottom, and it was partially flooded, and he saw two black bear down there.
Yeah.
And it freaked him out. He'd never seen black bear before in the woods.
Just a big old dog.
Yeah. He said, I thought I was easing up on a big boar hog. I was about to shoot him. He said, and that son of a gun stood straight up on his hind feet and looked at him, and he said, those ears are wrong. Those ears are wrong.
Everything's wrong. This doesn't look right.
Everything's wrong. But he was behind a pine log, and he thought sure that was a hog. He said, I think I'll shoot him. And then he just waited and eased around the end of that log, and that bear looked at him and stood up. You just got to laugh about that.
Yeah, you don't want to shoot a black bear in the state of Texas. That'll cost you some money.
Oh, yeah. And my uncle saw a cougar chasing a rabbit across my deer stand. He was hunting
really?
One day. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bona fide cougar. They had them down the river there about 20 miles. One of the people trapped one that was trying to get his goats, a young cat.
Yeah.
He took me back there, and I looked at it, and sure enough, it was wild. I mean, you get up close to that thing, and she would hiss at you. Woo, man. I thought, golly, and that was just a young one. I thought, man, them big ones, they'd have you in a heartbeat.
I saw a young one out here at my house about 2 months ago. Saw it that one time, hadn't seen it since, but it crossed the road and ducked into a thicket, you know, that borders my property, and eased through there. I guess he was going back looking for a chicken or somebody's ducks or pets, people behind me, so not good.
Oh, yeah, he was looking for easy pickings. Yeah, buddy.
But, you know, yeah, it was late in the evening when the low, you know, light conditions were a little lower, and he was sneaking around.
Hey, you never know when you're going to see one of those things. They've got probably a 100-mile travel area.
That's what I hear. They cover a lot of territory.
Oh, yeah. And there was a lot of territory down in that river bottom, thickets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, rabbits everywhere. And sure miss that place. That was a great place.
Yeah, you were on that lease for a long, long time.
Since 73.
That's a while.
We were fighting the river and other people. I just gave up. It was either, you know, pop a cap at somebody or shut up. You know, I did the right thing.
Walk away. Let them have it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I did. And I've killed more deer since I left there. Oh, man.
Well, it's nothing like having your own place, you know.
Yes, it is. It's good.
It's a lot more expensive. I can tell you that. It's cheaper to book a guide a couple of times a year and go on a hunt than it is to maintain a deer lease and do it right, you know.
Oh, yeah. We were spending at least $3,000, $3,500 a year just, you know, and maintaining that place, and it wasn't far from my house, you know, 45 minutes.
Not counting corn and lease fees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The lease fee was $1,400 even back then. It was high, and a lot of them are higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And They act like they're exclusive and they really don't have anything. Yeah, it's just what you choose to do. If you like to camp, you know, and we did. We had a nice camp. The old chicken sheds that we converted into our camp. My uncle let me stay on the place, and several other people, you know. He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, I just got a text from a listener. You shoot a 7mm 08?
I do.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I wanted to know what you shot when you deer hunted.
If I want to reach out and touch someone, I use the 270.
Yeah.
I've got a 270 that will actually shoot quarter-inch groups. And if I can get a good rest, I can bag them out to 400.
Oh, no problem.
I don't shoot my 708 that far because I've never had a place that I could actually test it.
Yeah.
You know,
South Texas, you definitely want one you can reach out with because a lot of times, you know, you got to make that long shot. Got to be accurate with it.
Yeah. If I'm going to be shooting down Senderos and stuff, pipelines, I always take the old 270. And it's got a better scope on it, bigger scope, not a better scope. But one thing I always do is if I can hit them with a 708 out to 200, no sweat.
Right.
But my eyes are not that good anymore, and I need that big old Zeiss 4.5 to 14.
Yeah.
That's what I've got on the 270, and I've got a 3.5 by 10 on that 708, and well, I've actually got 4 708s. I usually just pick one of them to take, though. I've got a model 7 in 708, and I've notched the stock, and I'm at 40 deer and hogs that I kill with that thing.
40 confirmed kills.
Yeah, I actually drug them out of the woods, and 3 fox squirrels and 1 snake, and I engraved all that on the stock, notched it, and nobody would want that gun. I did a halfway camo job with some Yopon leaves,
right?
And I engraved on the floor plate, Critter Getter.
Critter Getter. Hey, Blaine's got a 243 that he's had. I think it's a Remington. He's had it since he was a little boy. That was his first deer rifle, I think, and he's got it there at the ranch. There's not enough stock to notch all the deer that's been killed with that thing. 'Cause every kid that goes down there, he gives them that gun, said this thing is a tack driver, and you will kill your first deer with it. And he just there's no telling how many deer have been killed with that old 243.
Oh, heck yeah. That's a good caliber.
Yeah, it's shot locations, right, everything, man. I mean, no matter what caliber you shoot, if you put it in the right place, the deer's going down.
Oh, yeah. Mostly, you can shoot them in the head, and you can shoot them in the neck if you want to, but how on the shoulder is the kill shot?
Well, in South Texas, that's what Blaine kind of requires all his customers say, hey, get a good mid to high shoulder shot right through him, wait till he squares up and take out both front shoulders and break him down in that deer. We don't have to spend 2 days looking for it.
That's right. You do a hard shot, he might run for 200 yards.
Yeah, and that's something how I took a shot at an Axis doe one time, and all I could get, she wouldn't keep her head still. You know how fidgety they are? And it was kind of quartering to me a little bit, so I put it right at the edge of that shoulder where I knew I'd take out heart and lungs, and I think I hit it a little bit low. But that thing ran about 100 yards and dropped dead. And we opened that deer up. The heart was like gelatin. Jello. I mean, you couldn't even, it was gone. It was like jello in there. I said, how can an animal run that far without a heart? I mean, the heart was just exploded.
I double lunged a big old axis doe one time, and I'm serious. Double lunged that deer. She was standing broadside to me, and there was a bush hanging over her shoulder. So right. I took that lung shot, and she ran 200 yards.
Isn't that something?
And fell down and was still alive. Axis deer are tough.
Yeah, and so the next one you shoot may drop dead right in its tracks, you know?
That's right.
It's crazy how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, you just break them down, though, and you'll be happy. That high shoulder shot will get them every time.
I like when I shoot them kind of low through the shoulders, and they just break down with no front legs in the front and start running with their back legs. They look like a shovel going across the ground, and then they just flip over and die. That's a good video shot right there.
It is.
It makes for good video. Dust flying everywhere. Looks like a bulldozer.
We do
running with two legs.
We do seem to be a little sadistic, don't we?
Yeah, that's part of the game. Still fun, man. All right,
I've
Bill. Well, hey,
you
be careful out there, and I wish you luck. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll talk to you in 2026, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the thought. Thank you.
All right, man. You take care, and throw them out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call.
409-673-9211.
All right, my friend. Bill, have a great holiday season. See you then.
Thank you, buddy.
Later. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. If you've never been there or used their processing facility, you owe it to yourself to stop by the Belleville. They have a full meat market. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. The full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef, all their pecan smoked sausage products, tenderloins, jerky, you name it, the Belleville's got you covered. And their processing facility, it's a three-lane drop-off system. Pull in, it's so convenient. They unload your game for you. Then they take you inside, ask what you want. They track it all the way through the process. That assures you get back the good meat that you took good care of. And while you're getting all your different products made up out of your deer meat, try out their new Vinny dogs, those venison hot dogs. They're excellent, and they're tamales, too. Just to name a few things they do, they'll steer you through the process. The Belleville's been celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 4:36. All right, let's head up to Conroe now and check in with the fish dude this morning. Morning, Richard. What's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm Cadillacing right along, brother.
I heard that. There ain't no doubt. I'll tell you what. Yesterday, them goofy old crappie, every time them suckers was letting go just as much as we was jerking them in the boat. It was that was a weird thing. I tell you what. We got out there on them rascals. I'll tell you what. I don't know what the deal was. I guess that little bitty front had them where they were kind of short striking or whatever.
Well, the barometer was going up. You know, it was high, and it you know how it affects them crappie, man. They're finicky.
I know. I'll tell you what, it was a great day, though. Them rascals, you got out there and it was a little cool right off the bat in the morning, but, man, it warmed up nice. And
it was a beautiful day. Very beautiful.
It dang sure was. I mean, good night. I'll tell you what, it was crazy, but that's all right. Can't beat that deal. But, man, I'll tell you what, I got to go get rid of some coyotes.
I mean, that video you sent me, man, I'm going, look at that. You know, when I first looked at it, I was watching a ball game, I think the Alabama game or whatever, last night, and I kind of glanced at it, and I go, man, are those two deer fighting? You know, I thought it was a couple of bucks, and that one buck ran in the water, so I put my cheaters on and then really looked at it. I said, my God, there's like four or five coyotes around that pond trying to eat that deer.
I mean, that's what they've been doing over there in Lano. That's what I've been talking about. I mean, them rascals are thick over there right now, and they're working those deer over. I mean, it's just crazy.
That's
how they're
good, man. Y'all got to do some coyote shooting, buddy.
That's what I'm fixing to do. We'll be headed out late this evening and head over that way and spend the week over there. And
they were working that deer just like a pack of wolves would.
I guarantee you they were. I mean, that's on my cousin's place. That's the second one I know of that they've run in that pond like that. One of them was one of his bigger bucks. So it's crazy how they're, but at least the deer are smart enough. Hey, I'm going to get in this water and get away from them. I mean, good night. I'll tell you what.
Who was videoing that? Were they videoing that from a deer stand?
No, actually he's got some remote cameras set up and he's sitting up there in Dallas and he's texting me. Hey, I got these deer, because if I'm over there, he'll say, these deer or these coyotes are chasing my deer. You run down there and run them off,
I got you. I kept waiting for somebody to start shooting those coyotes.
I know.
They didn't shoot. There was nobody there.
There ain't nobody there. But I'll tell you what, it's crazy. But like I say, those rascals have been doing that all year long. I mean, I've been finding deer carcasses. Yeah, I know. And it's just too many of them out there right now. So, and that's the first time I've seen it like that. I've seen them packed up around that same pond. There's been five or six of them around that same pond before. He sent me videos of that, but that's the first time I've seen them where they actually run one into the pond and you could tell they're hungry. They're trying to eat it. I mean, there ain't no doubt.
Turn some road runners loose up there for them coyotes.
I know it.
Or some bunch of rabbits.
I guarantee you it's something else. But that's another thing too, is like the rabbits. We're not seeing near as many as we normally do, and that's why those coyotes are just thick. So, it's one of those things where You know, people don't think about it till you see something like that. You think, and when you know, I mean, you've seen people's house pets and stuff like that.
Out here where I live, you know, we got a lot of coyotes and people's dogs come up missing all the time. You see little posters at the grocery store on the bulletin boards. Have you seen my dog, you know, reward and all this? I said, well, that's probably that's probably in a coyote's belly somewhere, that poor little
There ain't no doubt. I mean, that's what's crazy is they'll do it so quick. It's unreal.
Well, I got a good friend, Rez. He lost a dog to it. He
I've lost one too.
And he takes his couple of dogs out, little rat dogs outside, and lets them do their business in the mornings. And one of them didn't come back one morning.
I had two of these Walker Hound big old mixes. Well, they stay in the woods. I mean, them goofy rascals, they're going to be trailing something all the time. Well, I got a female right now. She lays in the bed with me nowadays, but I had her brother also, and they would hit the woods, and I guarantee they would get after them coyotes, because I got the German Shorthair that does the same thing. They'd get after them coyotes and pigs and skunks and everything else that's in the woods. And one day he was sitting on the porch. I was getting ready to feed him and stuff. And he left out by himself and then just never came back. So I'm pretty confident that's what got him, because it was late in the evening. And they'll give you coyotes. They around the house over here, they pack up like that. I'm sure he heard him out there in the woods and took off after him. So, but he found out real quick you can't do it by yourself. He got, you know, normally they went in the woods together. There'd be three or four of them ganged up out
safety
there.
Safety in numbers.
That's right. Because I mean, good night. These goofy hunting dogs, that's what they do. They go out there and they hit the woods and they hunt, and they'll come back in, the ears all bloody and everything else. From something getting after them, you know, and it's just one of them things. It's like a German Shorthair. His old snout is so scarred up from good night. Things just chewing on him while he's chewing on them. So it's, and then this other little walk around beagle mix I got, she's probably the best skunk killer in the county. Cause she'll come in. I know. It's crazy. She'll come in. You can smell her a mile away. And I mean, it's like, good night, you goofy thing. But that's what she does. She kills skunks. So, and she'll be on the trail of a rabbit, and you'll see the rabbit come running by. And here a few minutes later, here she comes right on its heels. So it's just funny to watch them. You know, because they'll have it nose to the ground, and the rabbit will be right in front of them, but they ain't looking up; they're smelling. So, it's just fun to watch these.
That's a dog's worst enemy is following its nose, especially with labs. That's how so many dogs get run over on the road.
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll keep that nose.
They run a scent trail, and they won't even look. You know, they don't know to look both ways, and they'll head across that road, and then they get that uniroyal look.
I guarantee you, there ain't no doubt that's what happens to them. And you know, it's like I had one years ago. I was out there in early till season, and I'm pretty confident a gator got it. So it's one of those things. I decided after I lost that one, I said I'm never taking a dog out there duck hunting in early till ever again. So, you know, because it's just too warm and those gators are still moving and stuff like that. You know, I just never saw her again. I don't know what happened to her. She was
Speaking
on a little.
Ducks, are you seeing many ducks on Conroe this year?
Right early in the year, I was. Right now, I'm not seeing near as many as I thought I would see after these bigger fronts came in. But I say another day, the pelicans and loons came in, and goofy old water turkeys are everywhere. But as far as ducks themselves, I'm not really seeing near as many as what I thought I would. You know, early in the year, say right after that, right before the season started, I was seeing lots of groups of teal and stuff like that. But no real big ducks or nothing you know, and I've not even really heard any geese. You know, that's what's crazy. Normally I'm hearing geese by now, but I'm not hearing them flying over or anything like that. So I don't know what's going on with them dang ducks. And with the weather being so back and forth, who knows?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just they've got enough food up north that's not getting cold enough. I just don't know what it is. You know, it's something different. Now, doves, good night. There's doves everywhere. I mean, good. I'll tell you what, there's a bumper crop of doves out there right now. I mean,
yeah, everybody's loaded with doves. So that's,
yeah, but the ducks, it's a weird thing. I don't get what's happening with them. I mean, it's, you know, now, right. Now ducks, yeah, you know, those Ducks Unlimited guys may be able to tell you because they keep the numbers on them and stuff like that. But man, I'll tell you what, it's just a weird thing because they're just not showing up, you know. And this will be the second year, you know, that they've really not showed up in any big numbers because last year was pretty bad, you know. This year, I'm seeing a few, but not like we used to. I mean, used to you'd see big groups of them all over the place, and they're just not coming in unless they're changing their flyway. I mean, I don't know. They do that from time to time. Yeah, there's times when they'll completely change their flyway up. You know, like there a while back, everything that was flying around San Antonio just moved over to Mexico. You know, so it's a weird thing. You know, and I kind of quit keeping up with it. But as far as what I'm seeing, I'm just not seeing a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I got you. All right, Richard. Well, hey, man, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll talk to you in 2026. But
sounds good, brother.
I'm fixing to hit South Texas and do my thing for a while.
I heard that.
Give me a little R&R and rest and relaxation. Not the whiskey, but yes.
rest
and relaxation. But anyway,
there you go.
Richard, throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing over the holidays.
All right, Big. Anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, bud. All right, be safe through the holidays. I'll talk to you next year, Richard. You take care.
Yes, buddy. Sir. All right, have fun.
Later, man. All right. Let's run down Matagorda Way now and check in with old Charlie P. this morning. Good morning, Charlie. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. How about you?
Well, laying low today and then got to fish the next 3 days.
Right. Well,
so, nothing
new. Them out.
Yeah, nothing new over here. Same old stuff. Except that bites early.
Yeah.
In the morning. You know, with this low tide.
Yeah, the outgoing tide, and then it stops, and then it's kind of standing low most of the day till late in the evening, and it starts pouring back in.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's going on. And there hadn't been many people fishing.
That's what Tommy said.
I talked
to him yesterday.
Yeah. You know, they come out of the woodwork on Fridays and Saturdays, and then Sunday's like a ghost town again. But
right,
everybody's catching fish. And with this warming trend now, I think wades are going to be better than out of the boat. You know, we were catching a lot of fish when that water temperature was up in the 60s and low 70s. And it was 90% wade fishing. So, same old patterns.
Well, this same old crap. It'll be in the 60s again.
Yeah. Yep. So, nothing new. Same old crap. I know Wednesday, man, we got a lot of rain down here Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked like it dead centered y'all.
It just sat on us. I couldn't get them to go in the afternoon, and 3 o'clock the sun was out. So,
but it was good behind that rain too. I bet fishing was good.
Oh yeah. You had about a week there where the last 2 hours of the day, the birds worked all over the bay.
Yep, Awesome.
And it wouldn't be but maybe one boat out there.
They were in hog heaven. No competition.
Yep. And the wade fishermen were doing real good. I know of a 29 that was caught.
That's nice.
I know that y'all had a tournament on the West End.
Yeah, they had one fish over 7, like a 7.06 or something, and 4 or 5 fish around 6 pounds, and then a couple of 5s, which is good for over here now. We're showing improvement, Charlie, showing improvement.
That 7 came from over here.
Oh, did it? Well, there you go. Never mind then.
Yeah.
Bragging on Galveston when I shouldn't have been. I keep forgetting these tournaments let everybody go anywhere they want to. But I thought the West End deal was strictly Galveston.
No, most of them were over here. But it was good. It'll be good. You ought to have a good time. It's a shame you got to deal with that hot weather, but.
Yeah, I know. That's, well, it'd be feel good to go down here and warm the bones.
It was
a lot cooler yesterday morning than they said it was going to get. It got pretty chilly early.
Yep. At least you can go dove hunting in the afternoon. You can go rattlesnake hunting in the afternoon. They ought to be out.
Yeah, I'd like to get me about a 6 or 7 footer. Get him out and make me a nice belt out of it.
Has he killed any big ones lately?
They had a 7-footer about back in dove season.
Yeah.
Terry Moore and JP killed. And that's a big one.
Yeah.
7 feet. That's a giant snake for a rattlesnake.
You know, I don't see them around Matagorda like I used to. I guess it's these hogs eating them. I don't know, but you'd see one crossing the intercoastal every now and then, and I just don't see it anymore. I don't see the hogs like I used to, but we've got a helicopter that hunts them over here, and I guess that's got something to do with it.
Thin them out. Hella hogging.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. You can work on them. You're not going to get rid of the feral hogs in this state. That's not going to happen. You can contain them maybe on certain ranches, but they're
definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiply like trout.
So you're going to be gone for a week?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, tell everybody hello for me.
Oh, you know I will. Well, I'm sure your name will come up in several conversations down there, like it always does. And it's always good stuff about you, Charlie. Nothing negative. Other days, we get going way back. Your ears should have been burning about a week ago. Daryl Skillen and I were talking about you. We were laughing.
Talking about Daryl.
The good old days, and everybody ran out of the old Crawleys there at Umbrella Point. Man, what a crew. You, Marty, me, Daryl, Blaine, Gene Campbell, Bobby Campbell. I mean, everybody ran out of there. Pretty bizarre.
Yep. It was something. Look out that bay and see 50 to 100 shrimp boats everywhere, too.
Yeah, and about 200 schools of birds, too, that weren't on the shrimp boats.
Yeah.
Man. Not anymore.
Just glad I got to see it.
No shrimp boats. None anymore.
Nope. Nope,
all right,
nope.
Charlie. Well, hey, man, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you in the next year, 2026. How about that?
Same back to you, Mickey. You have a good trip.
Off, yeah, on the right foot. Well, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming fishing.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Always fun, man. You take care. Have a great holiday. See you.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, buddy. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. It's top of the hour. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.